and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker being brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 9th of October. And boy, going to be a beautiful day today, too. Shooting for 75. It's a great start, 59 degrees out there this morning. And we are very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Symphony Orchestra conductor Gary Zeke, as we have a big Pops concert, Stars of Stage and Screen, coming up at the Granada Theater next week. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you guys?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, let's see, Pops Concert Tuesday. So how is the symphony sounding, Gary?
They are doing fantastic. We're so excited about the concert coming up, and we're doing a really, really neat concert coming up. And as you said, it's called Stars of Stage and Screen. And we'll be doing all kinds of different music. I mean, anything from movie music, the things that have been seen on the stage, and even music from video games. There's some wonderful music. And you know, a lot of younger people will recognize some of those themes.
So, Gary, how did you guys kind of come up with this idea? And I love the video game aspect of it, being a gamer myself. Where have you kind of been getting the inspiration for the songs that you're going to be putting out there?
Well, just tried to find a really well-rounded program. And I think, you know, it's to me, screen means both large screen movies and, you know, on your TV anymore. And, you know, I mean, video gaming has been such a big part of people's lives for years now. It just sort of, you know, that music is just kind of a common, you know, common repertoire for people. But we have this really neat, it's about 12 or 13 minute piece called Video Games Live. And it's almost like a little tiny symphony. It has music from Halo, from the Civilization, from Kingdom Hearts. And I'm not a big video gamer, but I recognize how great a lot of this music is.
You take me back to my childhood with those ones.
Well, there you go. And we have lots of cool movie music. We're doing the Mission Impossible theme. Real favorites. So we have great music from Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought it would be a really good idea to do How to Train Your Dragon, since of the live-action remake. We also have a movie from the classic Gladiator, very exciting. You can kind of put yourself in the arena. As far as the stage, we're doing some just, you know, timeless things. We're doing a medley of the great British composers Gilbert and Sullivan. Even if you don't recognize the name, I think people have heard the music from like things like the Pirates of Penzance and the HMS Pinafore. Very, very fun, energetic music. And we have a medley of the great American, George Gershwin, has anything from Rhapsody in Blue to American in Paris, and just really high energy and fun.
Well, this is the Emporia State University Emporia Symphony Orchestra, Stars of Stage and Screen, coming up at the Granada Theater October 14th, which is next Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. And when we talk about the Emporia Symphony, this is a meshing of community and campus, right, Gary?
You are exactly right. And what I want to stress to your listening audience is this is your symphony. It's comprised of 60 of the Emporia area's finest musicians. This includes anything from ESU faculty members and students to Emporia high school students, area music teachers, and maybe most importantly of all, just talented community members. And everybody comes together to put out an amazing product. And one thing about the orchestra is, performance is one thing, but education is always our focus, too. One thing the orchestra does every year is we do a children's matinee, and that's in the morning. This is not open to the public. It's exclusively for area school kids, and we should have around 640 local schools coming in. Not 640 schools, excuse me. Well, about 640 kids from local schools coming in for a free concert. And it's a great way to show them what an orchestra can do. Because they're at that age when a lot of them might be saying, hey, I'd like to play an instrument. We do some of our music. We talk about the pieces. We do instrument demonstrations. So it's a really nice event.
Gary,
go ahead, please.
Well, just kind of off your point there with the kids coming in, you mentioned obviously there will be the concert itself. After that, how important is it for not only the community members, but really your students and the staff that are involved with this to be able to perform for such a wide, varied demographic pool, kids to adults to teens, whoever may be attending?
Oh, I think it's fantastically important. And, one thing in any ensemble that I direct, we stress that, music has to be educational, it has to be inspiring, but it has to be fun. And I think sometimes, it's easy to lose sight of, you want to make sure that your audience is enjoying the program. And that's true from anything from music to theater to, book clubs. You want to play great pieces, but, you want your audience to leave saying, boy, that was a wonderful two-hour experience. I would love to go back again. And I think the Pops concert always just does that so well because it's so neat, when you're playing pieces, especially for the kids, and when they recognize that you hear the ooh and the ah and everything from the audience, and they're really fun. But like I said, we're just really excited to do this concert every year. And we're really pushing the orchestra, and they're rising to the occasion. And I'm so proud of all the players in the group.
You can get your tickets in advance online or at the Emporia State Music Office. Cost is $10 general admission, $8 for seniors, and students of any age are absolutely free for the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. Stars of Stage and Screen, Granada Theater, 7:30 p.m. I understand, too, Gary, you're going to be hosting, a 50-50 raffle?
That might be something that the Symphony League is doing. That sounds like something it might be doing, but I don't want to speak on behalf of them. And the Symphony League is a group of people who are, help support the orchestra.
And that's a 50-50 raffle they'll be doing before the concert and during intermission to raise funds for their kids' programs, basically, is what's going to be happening. So that's a very good cause. But get your tickets and, get set for a great night of Symphony Orchestra Pops Music, the Stars of Stage and Screen. Did we cover everything here, Gary?
Yep, and just wanted to reinforce one more time, this concert is at the Granada Theater. It is not in Albert Taylor Hall. And, especially for students, right, this is a free concert for students. Come check it out. Everybody will hear something. I mean, I don't know anybody who doesn't love music from Pirates of the Caribbean or How to Train Your Dragon. They're just great parts. And I said the orchestra is just doing so well this year. So come support your Emporia Symphony.
All right, Gary, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you guys so much for getting the word out.
You betcha. Emporia Symphony Orchestra. Yeah, conductor Gary Zeke previewing the Big Pops concert, Stars of Stage and Screen, Granada Theater, coming up October 14th. That's a Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Tangan?
Yep, going to be a great selection of music there, as always, through the Emporia Symphony.